USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Bernie Sanders scored a commanding victory in Nevada's presidential caucuses, cementing his status as the current Democrats' national frontrunner, but escalating tensions over whether he's too liberal to defeat Donald Trump. This from Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
And I congratulate Senator Sanders on a strong showing today, knowing that we celebrate many of the same ideals. But before we rush to nominate Senator Sanders in our one shot to take on this president, let us take a sober look at what is at stake for our party, for our values, and for those with the most to lose.
As Sanders celebrated, Joe Biden was barely in second place ahead of Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. They were all seeking any possible momentum heading into South Carolina and then Super Tuesday on March 3rd. After the win, Sanders left to campaign in Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A man who was wrongfully convicted of murder nearly 25 years ago was released from prison last week and is now suing the state of New York for $100 million. Despite the confession from another man, it took more than a decade for Christian Pacheco to be freed. Pacheco, who was a member of the Latin Kings gang, said he was at the New York City bar when someone cut the throat of Lemanuel Cruz in 1995, but he insisted he was not the murderer. He was convicted of the crime in 1996 on the testimony of the bar's bouncer. Years later, other gang members came forward to give their account of the deadly fight, naming Melvin Garcia as the murderer. Garcia was eventually arrested during a federal investigation into the Latin Kings, but it would take 15 years for Pacheco to be free. A 34-year-old Mexican immigrant who was being held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement died in what officials are calling an apparent suicide. David Hernandez Colula is the seventh person to die in ICE custody in the last 5 months. In the previous 12 months, 8 detained immigrants died in ICE custody. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There's a new WBC heavyweight champion. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Tyson Fury, known as the Gypsy King, defeating Deontay Wilder by TKO in the seventh round after the referee stops that Saturday night fight in Las Vegas. Fury improves to 30-0-1 with 21 knockouts. For the bronze bomber, Wilder, the Tuscaloosa, Alabama, suffers his first career loss, falling to 42-1-1. He said after the fight he made no excuses.
Like I said, we come back even stronger the next time around. You know, this is what big time boxing is all about. The best must fight the best. I just appreciate all the fans that came out tonight.
The stakes are high when a major civic exercise involves a large population, new technology that has not been thoroughly tested, and an entire country waiting on the results. Just ask the organizers of the Iowa caucuses. Some observers worry this year's census carries the same potential, except on a larger scale. The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.